Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings. I'm your host, Michelle Meshe. It's a wonderful Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday today. I hope everyone is in a wonderful flow. I love hearing that intro. Got to give you a shout out again, Julia and Stephen Decker. Just amazing, very, very talented beings. So, we're going to be diving in. Also, callers, if you'd like to get on air, ask questions, if you'd like a reading, the number's 347-539-5122. Tamara in the chat, cool intro. Yes, it is. And I like intro with an E also, Tamara, because we're entering in the awakening zone. How's that? Wow, so much I want to share with you today, and I definitely want to dive into readings. I had a couple of people email. Well, first, before we get into that, I really want to be really want to give a wonderful appreciation shout out to everyone that is liking the Facebook page, Awakenings Radio with Michelle Meshe, or Awakenings with Michelle Meshe. Taking the time to do that means so much, and also taking the time to leave your appreciation comments on the iTunes comments page or feedback. Even just clicking the star. I know a lot of you that listen via iTunes get subscription, because I see the numbers. There's thousands of you, which is so cool. Yeah, so just click that little star and leave your little appreciation. Also, if you do have ways you'd like the show improved, certain topics or guests, we are so open to that. You email awakenings@selfandlight.com, and we will cover, I will, but Sadie, who really mans the woman's mans, beings the station, also is on the search for great people and guests and situations. Let's see. So where do we dive in? Okay, the callers that are coming on, if you are listening, that's cool. If you'd like to get a reading, or you want to chat, or you want to share what's going on in your awakening path, the number is 347-539-5122. And, of course, press 1 on the keypad. Let's me know you'd like to be heard. Okay, where do we begin? There's so much going on. Oh, by the way, also, those of you that are doing my the workshop, the quantum healing workshop, this weekend with me, Saturday, I did get the sun bars, these little delectables. And those of you that we connect in the etheric, you know, in the ethernet, I connected with someone that we're going to be doing online versions of what I'm doing. If you sign up, info@selfandlight.com, or if you go to the Facebook page of the last flyer that I did, a solar news, a newsletter, there's also a link for the Ascension Attunement Meditation. It's also posted on my Light Being 21 page, which is on YouTube/LightBeing21. And there's some of the workshop content on there. There's all great spiritual tools, tools for awakening, ways to just really support the awakening. Speaking of support, there's also my daily OM course 2012, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. But if you would like the Ascension Attunement meditation, there's a little talk and then the meditation. You know, you can email me for it, but if you go either on my Awakenings Radio Facebook page or my page, or if you're on, if you do get the my newsletters and updates, and it's free just to download, because I want everyone to have this. It really shifts the energy and allows more of a grace and ease in our ascension. So that's the ascension attunement meditation, my gift to you. If I do a little note, let's see, I will maybe next week post the link, or anybody that has it, if any of you downloaded the ascension attunement meditation, you have the link. Otherwise, I'll post next week's show. How's that? Put myself a little note to do that, because I really want all of you to have that. Little gift from the guides and the oversouls to me, to you. How's that? So a wonderful way to be supported. You need the support in the unfolding, the ascension process, the shifting. It's a whole new way of being and relating in the world. I just saw quickly in the chat, I believe Pixie Jewel was saying a lot has been happening from last week's show up to today. For some reason, I've been coming across, or it's been finding me, I guess. I like that. A lot of info on Sumerian history. Aha! Well, you're tapping into your Atlantean roots when that happens. So, wonderful. Wonderful. There is a lot right now, and I've talked about this quite a bit, and I'm going to continue to, because it interests me, it's helpful to everyone, including me, and it shows where we are in the ascension. You know, as we're, the truth of our multidimensionality, multifaceted beings, multidimensional, other timelines, experience other timelines and other forms of existence, is becoming so prevalent now. So many of you, many of us, you're going to be uncovering ancient information. You're going to be, you know, from your guide, your higher self, your guardian angels, are going to be giving you insights. You're going to be connecting. This, I've been doing a lot of this work lately with my clients, where they're connecting with other parts of themselves, some personalities, other aspects of being, and even on other timelines, and they're bringing that self forward and the information there, and it's just amazing to see the gifts that also come about. Like, oh, I didn't know I could do that, or I didn't know I was interested in this. I mean, it's pretty profound. It's a beautiful, beautiful unfolding, and it's another way of connecting into that love, light vibration, as all of us, and even from your past a year ago, 5 years, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, on up, as you're recovering and reclaiming those parts of you, those aspects of self, you're living more fully and you're living more from the soul template, because the soul template is only, the only limitation is by your design, by your blueprint, okay? And that's even the energetic blueprint. So As we're having these energetic shifts, you know, it's affecting the DNA. There's changes, molecular, cellular changes that are taking place. And anybody, you know, you could just do some, oh yeah, Tammy, thank you for putting that in the chat. Anybody, if you just study, even about the brain, you know, I was in the other day getting my acupuncture. Got a wonderful acupuncturist. Who knew? You know, this accident that I was in, I'm having to do a lot of stuff, and it's a whole other story I'll get into at some point. But anyway, she had said something, because I, you know, normally you guys know I'm kind of a round-the-clock person, and with all the various work that I do and projects and interests and family and friends and da-da-da. And after this accident, I just can't. There's certain things I just can't do, because it flares up the post-concussion syndrome. How do you like how that sounds? So she, and I should have known this because I work in repatterning, but we always have to hear it from someone else to some degree. And she said, you know, maybe that subconscious, it's not wanting that anymore, basically, she was saying. And she's said, you know, the brain is always creating new neural pathways. That's Dr. Jen, thank you for listening to the program, at Disc Spine Center. So, Disc Surgery and Spine Center. And I thought, God, that's so true. Because you know, there's a blend. And she also agreed and validated my thought over all the training and studying I've done and the thousands of people I've worked with. There's not just a mind-body connection. It's not just that our mind affects our body, but our body affects our mind. There's a body-mind connection. And she said, yeah, it's a two-way street. And I want to throw in that there's also a soul. You know, we like to think from the ego level that we can control everything and we can manifest whatever we want. But that's such a it's important and it needs to be included, but it's really not the full truth of who and what we are. Meaning, you have your, to some degree, the biological, the ancestral. You have the soul design. But within that, there is a shifting. There is, and as we shift energetically, that affects us on a molecular and cellular level. That affects us on a neurological level. So these new pathways get created that allow, they're the highway, they're the tracks, the neurological tracks for the new behaviors, the new thoughts, the new focus. So what happens is when you begin shifting, and many of you may be feeling this, foods may change. You know, of course, when we think, I need to do this or I want to do this. So I've been really just going with it, you know, following that, and I'm finding a whole nother, not only a routine opening up, but new ideas, new focuses. And of course, when you change your routine, you change the people that you end up connecting with also. So one thing I want to ask everybody and suggest is look at what feels a little buggy. You know how they say that in computers, it's kind of not working maybe, and somebody says, oh, you need to clear, you know, the browser, you know, maybe you need to clear the cache, or maybe you need to dump some of those files, or maybe you need to put some of those files or pictures, those JPEGs, into an external hard drive because it's making the memory on the computer or the processing slow and it's taking up too much memory. Listen to what I'm saying. Maybe something's taking up too much memory and slowing down your processing time. So look and see where things are a little buggy or you're getting a nudge to go in a different direction or the body-mind is saying, I don't want to do that right now. Now, I'm not saying you have to, you know, there's certain things we need to do, but we can do it in a perhaps a different way or a different timing. Maybe the changing of the schedule, you know, whether working earlier or just even changing something around. Maybe if you used to eat at 11, you're eating at 12. Maybe you used to eat at 2, you're eating at 11:30. Maybe you walk in the morning, but now you're feeling that you need to do something else in the morning, and you're walking or running or working out or whatever in the evening. Maybe you help the kids at 3:30 or 4 or 5 with homework, but you're feeling like you want to do something, or they're feeling they want to do something else, and then work at 6 or after dinner. So flow with that because that's going to bring in some amazing new possibilities and understandings. Tamara put in the chat, drink lots of water. Yes, yes. And I'm going to be doing a post, by the way, of some foods that are great for the shift. Of course, my Awakenings listeners always get a little bit of the info sooner. One of the things is healthy fats, avocados, olive oils, nuts, particularly walnuts, really, really good. Pecans, walnuts, to some degree cashews, but really walnuts, and enough protein. So what's happening in the shift is the way we're now processing, of course, which means using our brain, it is requiring more healthy fats, healthy sugars, coconut oil. Thank you, Tamara. There's another good one, coconut oil. Greens, I would say leafy greens, kale, spinach, but not overcooked, okay? And not necessarily raw either because you want to have right now also kind of nurturing foods. You want to have grounding but yet expanding foods. So they might be foods that might last you longer throughout the day, maybe some brown rice. I would say a lighter version of macrobiotic kind of fits in. You want to be aware of not to overly go too yin. So watch, honestly, watch too much raw, raw foods. They're good if you can blend it in with something also that is warm. Or if you've been eating a lot of raw, blend it in with something that is lightly steamed, you know, or soups or stews. It doesn't, you know, it could be, you know, hot or just or room temperature. Okay, to go. Your key is you want to have foods that are approximating your body temperature. A little more or a little less, but not in the extremes. So that those kinds of foods will not only help ground to anchor the light frequency that's coming in, the up-leveling, but also to expand. Because when you're expanding, as we're expanding into the light body, we're moving more in, we're merging. We're moving out of more differentiating form. We're moving into... actually, the place where there's really no judgment. I was thinking about that earlier today in my meditation. How, because someone had asked me in a channeling session the other day. I was doing some channel guidance, but also some mediumship work because their father had crossed over, and they were really involved in how much the father didn't like certain things or certain people in the family. And I said, you know, when you really get to the other side, unless you have it at some point when you start really merging in, when you connect with the light body, you don't have those judgments anymore. You don't have those worries or those concerns. You have awareness. You have an awareness of what's going on. There's a guidance that comes in, but there really is not the play of drama. Unless you're a lower level bound entity, but even that, if you bump those beings up a couple notches, they start losing their hold. I've done that quite a bit. You know, you just bump them. It's a frequency thing. You bump them up to a certain frequency, and it's like night and day. That stuff just drops away. Because that's really only 3D polarity stuff, like, dislike, you know. And by the way, your guides are going to be really up a lot, you know. Really, they're really helping us. Also, oh my gosh, I wanted to tell you this. Be aware of those divine interventions right now. Where things get stopped or delayed, please, please, please don't push to try to make it happen when that goes on. Your higher self right now is really trying to work out the best way, and I want to say the right way, the most integrated way, for you to do not only what you're meant to do on this next up-leveling, but to support and assist you in that, but also to get you to the place to have those synchronistic connections, those meaningful connections that are so needed right now as we're moving out of that literal time, you know, that, you know, past, present, linear timeline. We still will have that, obviously, because that's part of the game here, but you don't want to be operating solely on that. So I've had some people that I've been working with, and if you're listening, you probably, I love you, you know who you are. Please, a divine intervention is, it's really a form of love and support. And I know I've been there. We'd like to work our will, you know, even as teachers here, you know, meditating and doing what all that we do, you have to watch it, because you know that ego sneaks in there a little bit, and you start kind of pushing, you know. And sometimes we need to push. It's just like in birth and childbirth. But you need to know when to push. You know, the midwife will tell you, "Don't push now," because you know you're about to crunch the baby's head here. So you got to know when to push, when to flow, when to ease up, when to reach out. You've got to know that. Thank right now. Any delays, it's saving you something. There's something that is being worked out. There's an intervening that's taking place so that you can release more of the lower level manifestations of the predominant ego creation. The higher self is trying to crack that shell. The oversouls are, the hierarchy, the spiritual hierarchy, the Elohim, you know, that guiding intelligent force, that love light intelligence, that innate intelligence, God, the all that is, is working its way. It's like a river. The river kind of erodes. Someplace it gets a little faster, then a little slower, but it keeps going, and it gets wider at a certain area, right? It gets narrower, then wider and wider and wider until it becomes the ocean, becomes the sea. That's where we're going. And at some point, you know, when our vibration is no longer needed, we're subsumed back into the all that is. You know, but until then, we have a mission, a calling to express to the fullest that soul design. Okay, we're going to get to some callers here. Again, press 1 on the keypad if you'd like to be heard. I am, I think it was Sherry, I can't remember who had emailed. I am going to get to the talk of initiations. It's a longer talk. I really want to share about that. I wanted to cover some of this stuff. To really focus on, the guide said, please listen to the signs. Some of you aren't listening and looking at the signs. A delay doesn't mean no. It can, but it can also mean not right now or in a different way. Also, be very aware that some of the people that you may be around, you may be doing an up-leveling or up-shifting to connect with people that are more in alignment with your soul's purpose, that are more in alignment to where you're going, not where you've been. So be very, very cognizant of the signs. You know, take the time, journal, write them out. Oh, I keep getting this. You know, if you're doing tarot, I keep picking this, or the I Ching, or I keep seeing this. Or like Pixie Jewel said earlier, put in the chat, I keep getting this Sumerian history. I keep getting linked to that. Yeah, Tamara, I keep open to the signs. You know, I've been signing some of my emails. It was a typo, but it was a message to me. Blessings. But what came out was, bless the signs. So now I've been, blessings. I think the blessings are, bless the signs. Be aware of the signs. Not out of fear, but out of awareness that you're being guided from a higher level, a higher perspective. So I'd love to hear from you. And also, you know, any of your suggestions, questions, comments, any topics you want me to cover, any guest suggestions, again, the numbers or the email is awakenings@selfinlight.com. Of course, the number here at Awakenings Radio is 347-539-5122. And of course, pressing 1 on that keypad will get you heard. Second half of the hour, we have Kanta Bosniak, bringing her wisdom and her beauty with us. We'll be connecting with her. And for now, we're going to get to readings. And we've got here 818-324. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle. What great Hi. Energy. Love speaking to you.
Oh, I recognize the voice and the energy. Give me the first name, though. I feel the energy.
Oh, I'm from Diane, and I'm in Calabasas, so I'm very close.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. So my question today is, I sell real estate, and I've been lucky enough to have a source for bank-owned properties.
Okay.
And for some reason, there's been a little snag in it that I just caught.
Okay, and what? Okay.
In how they're being passed out. So I'm going to say something to the right party.
Good.
To see if that'll change.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute, because you've got, yeah, there's been a change. I feel you have to feel it out a little bit with this person. And approach is...
Everything.
Are they going? Yeah, is everything. Are they? I feel they're going through something themselves financially. Is this true?
No. It's a big corporation. It's a bank.
Oh, you're going to face okay the approach. Okay, but is this in regards to finance?
No, not at all. In regards to the listings that are being handed to me and to other people.
Okay, why
they're
do
proportionate.
I feel
so- Oh.
And what's going? Okay, explain the question a little more, because I keep getting finance. Well, maybe I was getting finance because it's a bank, but explain the question.
the properties I'm getting are low-end, and other people are getting higher-ended properties. They're not mm-hmm. being distributed equally. Mm-hmm. So I was going to go to my source to make a complaint about that, and I rarely complain about anything, but it's
not. Oh, I see why it's happening. Okay, got it. Okay, what I'm getting psychically, yeah, I'm picking up finance because there is something all around money. There's a little politico there. I don't know if somebody's getting a little extra cut,
I don't know.
It could be money, lunches. So there's an inner circle. You do have to be, for some reason I'm feeling a very strong male presence with this.
100%. They're all, exactly.
Okay.
Everybody
and even somebody with darker hair, kind of thin or thinning.
Salt and pepper, thinning.
That's
dark.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what I would suggest to you is approach. I would not complain, but I would use light and humor, lightness of you love what you – basically to the effect you like what you're doing, you know, you put in your own words or working on these, but hey, I'd also like those other ones because I've got some great – clients for that. Do you see what I'm saying? You need to come in with don't complain because you'll get shut down.
And I believe that.
Yeah, and not verbally, Diane. You'll get shut down in what's divvied to you. So this guy is he's very much on a power kick. It's about rubbing. He wants deference. Have you ever met people, I'm sure you have in your industry and everyone else listening, and hopefully we haven't been there. I don't know. Maybe we've done it ourselves. But have you ever met people that they just want you to know or somehow they want you to communicate to them that they're giving you a deal or an opening? They're helping you out. They're the ones with the power. They're the ones with the opportunity. It's an appreciation thing, okay? We all need that to a certain degree. Some people need it a little bit more, and I feel that's what you're running into.
Right. Which makes sense, and it's just an obstacle that I'm going to have to just deal with. Instead of being so sensitive and taking it personally, which is what I do every time, I just have to toughen up, I guess.
You know what, right? It's doing?
Is that what my
yes.
What?
Well, it's teaching you to lighten up in this, that it's more of a gamey game.
It's teaching you a lot of money.
And that's why I kept getting money. I kept getting my finance. It's teaching you to kind of it's like being in the lunchroom and somebody is always eating the last, I don't know, quiche for some reason comes to mind. And it's like you allow it and you just notice and then you chuckle and then you reach for it and go, I'm getting this one today, ha, ha, ha. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Gaming. I love it. I'm right there. Michelle, you put me right there. I got it.
I'm so happy. Okay, because then you'll be in par with him and that inner circle, because that's what they're doing. You know, they're not coming out and saying anything, but it's the extra something, you know. And I don't feel that I don't feel that you have to, it can never be overt. It's almost like bribing a cop. You can't do it. I've never bribed a cop, and I don't know if you can, but who knows? You know, some people say, you know, oh, I didn't get the ticket because I did this or that, or, you know, like the firemen have the decal in the back, so cops usually let them go, you know, et cetera. Those things, are they fair? No, but do we all do it? Well, to some degree. We get our friends in. We get those that we connect with more in. So when you're trying to get in that little circle, there's a finesse to it. You got to get affinity there. You got to kind of play it out. And I feel that's what you're learning, to kind of lighten up. And I Thanks for staying on the line, Diane. I got bumped off.
Oh, I knew you were coming back. Of course.
Oh, good.
Mercury retrograde.
Oh, my God. And Mars. Mercury and Mars. Yeah.
And Blog Talk to add on top of everything else.
Yes, exactly, Diane. So you'll get it, and I do see him handing you a couple things. It may not be right away, but it's going to stick in his head. So it's just some rapport building is what I'm hearing. And I do see, I may have this coming up. That might be, you know, good for you. I'll see. So-and-so was going to do it or take care of it, but I might have something coming up. So it'll be one, two, or three. You know, I don't see, like, it's not going to be an open onslaught, but I do see that coming up. Are these commercial buildings by any chance?
No, but they're high. You know, they're all prices.
Okay.
$1 million, $800,000.
Oh, okay.
Same prices as a building could be.
I keep seeing something around you. I don't know why. It's a light brick building, like a tannish kind of brick building.
Sounds like my office.
Oh, that's why. I'm seeing the office. That's why. Okay. Yeah. Remote viewing kicking in. Okay, so that's the commercial.
That's right. So that's exactly what it is.
Yes. Okay.
My location. And so I really understand, and I really believe people could be getting kickbacks. That just resonated when you said that.
Yeah.
And it's only going to a personal friend. And you're 100% right.
Yeah.
And
it's kickbacks, and it's hanging at lunches, golfing, whatever. It's all of that.
Exactly.
It's all of that. But now, in those kinds of situations, when you defer a little, nobody wants to get caught, so they have to throw some bones, you know. So.
Yeah. I just have a family member to go to, so as someone above this person, and I just hope my family member will back me up. Always has been, but
Before you bring out the big guns, I would do the 'cause I don't see this person going anywhere.
Agree. Yeah. He has a huge position.
Okay.
And yeah, he's well respected. So I agree with you.
Yeah. So you don't, and your family member, sort of helpful.
That's what I'm feeling. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if I push that. You know, family has a funny. Sometimes they do a little. They're going to the left and they jog to the right, or they're going to the right and they jog to the left. I don't feel real strongly that they would interview. Try this approach. You know.
I am. I like that.
Good. And then leave the other for the. I don't think you're going to have to use the other. I feel if you keep that humor, the family member may end up saying, "Oh, that's good. Yeah, give her." Diane would be great with that. Or they're chiming in. You know, people can be wimps. You know, people sometimes don't like to rock. I've woven in into enough, even spiritual communities, spiritual centers. It's the same dynamic. It's very hard for most people to kind of stand up or confront those in power.
Right.
You know, the whistleblower, you know.
Right.
Whatever
form
it takes. For some reason, people rather keep the status quo, or, you know, don't want to walk the boat, or, he gets lots of numbers for us, so, you know, I don't know that I want to, you know, or I'll say something, but, you know, it could be put on you. You know, she's complaining or she's not happy. So I think you could do it with the light. It'll tickle him a little, like, yeah, I do give this other person a lot of stuff. I better be more, equanimous. I better be more fair here, you know.
Exactly. Well, I thank you for giving me so much good stuff.
You're welcome. Thanks, Diane. Thanks for calling in. It's great to connect
Bye.
With you.
You too. Bye, Michelle.
Bye. Yep, tickle them with a feather. Tickle them. Try the feather. If the feather doesn't work, you know, try a palm leaf. If the palm leaf doesn't work, bring out the rubber mallet. If that doesn't work, then okay, I'm getting a little more expert with those blips. I don't know what's going on, but here we are. You're listening to Awakenings Radio, part of the Converging Flow. We've got another caller here, 808-497. Welcome to Awakenings.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for taking my call. I'm excited to be here.
Go on.
My name is
Say your name.
My name is Rivers.
Say, it's going out. What is it?
Rivers.
Rivers. The first name is Rivers?
Yes.
Hi, Rivers. Oh, and I've used that lovely analogy of the river. Oof. Okay. Hi, Rivers.
Hi. My question is about this angst I seem to be having around relationships and not really knowing what's coming and what's going, and it seems to be, along with everything else, work and my purpose in life, and so I'm just feeling a lot of confusion. I know there's a lot of that going on, and I'm looking for a little direction.
Okay. There absolutely is, Rivers, and this is for you and everyone included. It kicked in 2009 when we moved into a time of really focusing on right relationship. It's actually, and it's funny you said career, right relationship and right livelihood. So the right way to relate. So you're going to see, everybody's kind of feeling a little, I want to blast this person, or are they going to blast me, or I want to get closer, do they want to, do they not? Am I asking too much? No, they're not giving enough. There's this dance right now. And what I would say for everyone, you've got to first bring it to you, because the other person, they may be off, they may not be right, but again, I'm going to go back to divine timing, Rivers, is that things are being worked out right now. So things may not be they're in a divine flow, they might not feel perfect, they might not feel ideal, and you will not know right now the accountability, one thing I feel with you, Rivers, there's something about who can you depend on, is that what I'm hearing?
That's true, too.
Who can you count on? Yeah, who can I count on? Who can I depend on? And this, by the way, is going to kick in. It's happening also. It's intensified right now because we've got this Mercury and Mars retrograde. But in May, we also have Venus retrograde, which really is an umbrella for love, how we express love, relationships. What I feel people are being called to do is to assess what's working for them but feel it out. It's more of a feeling out right now. It's not yet a jumping in or making a decision to leave or stay with something, unless it winds out that way. You don't want to push right now in relationships. There's just so much being worked out. I would suggest on my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, and it's also on my website, selfandlight.com, look at the projection perception. I've done a whole write-up on what to do with this. Also, the 5-step emotional clearing process. There's a write-up on that. Both of those you can download, and they're for free. That's going to help you to see what your projection on this in the situation, especially with relationships, because we relate by not just projection, but perception. So when you clear the projections, you get clarity and you move into perception, or more and more perceiving. And that's, of course, when you do psychic reading, that's what you're moving into. I feel, Rivers, there's something with you. Are you feeling like you're having this, you're more alone or standing on your own?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Ooh. And I feel like there's a main relationship that's distancing. Are you thinking of leaving a relationship?
No, I've had a relationship that's
broke up or something.
That's left. And that was a few months ago. And it coincided with the death of my mother. So it was it was a lot.
Lost. Yeah. Okay. Because I am seeing, a lot of breaking up, cutting off. Let me see. What is this loss bringing for? Boy, it's hard. And you are on your own a little bit. Okay, what I feel is happening is you're a little bit right now, you've got support around you. I feel there's some friends, even though they you might have felt they're not really understanding either. Why do I keep getting a lot of vegetation around you or flowers? Was your mother loved flowers?
My mother loved flowers. I also live in the islands, so there's a lot of vegetation around me.
You're in Hawaii. Okay, that's why also, but your mom, something with the flowers. Okay, let me see the message from her. Honey, you've got to do more for you, is what she's saying. So here's what I see. Rivers, you're in your river of life. You're in a canoe, whatever boat. It's going to be a slow-moving boat. We're not going to put you on the speedboat right now, maybe a sailboat. And you're sailing along, and there's a few people around you. I feel it's like you're going to sail into this area where then there's people that are just really more getting you. And it's like then there's a party. There's a rejoicing. So there is going to be more connecting or rejoicing. But you need to venture out more from your everyday routine. I'd re-listen to this segment because I feel you're one of the ones that needs to kind of get out of the area, meet other people. Just you need to reach out more, need to stretch out more. But your mom is something you do need to focus on healing right now. And I feel a very close, I wouldn't say you guys always got along, but I feel a very close bond. And she keeps showing me, I don't know if it's a hibiscus, she keeps showing me this kind of reddish peachy. And you said you're in the island, so maybe there's a lot of these, but she keeps bringing this flower to me. Now, I do see a marriage. You're wondering if that's going to happen. Yes, that will happen, and it will be on the island. It's somebody that's been there, left, and then I feel could come back. Do you come to the mainland at all?
Occasionally.
Okay. I definitely see olive skin also with this person. Kind of wavyish hair. So that's in your heart of hearts. I feel that's really what you want. Is that that's right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that will happen. That will be granted. I don't feel it's this person. And it might be somebody that you might not necessarily have normally been drawn to. There's something with music around it. So either he plays in a band sometimes, or you meet him out where there's music. It's definitely like a... I don't know if it's somebody's... I feel like it's a hotel... A bar. I keep hearing lanai. I don't know what that means. Lanai. And I'm seeing this like a, I don't know if I'm seeing Hawaii. I see HA, so I don't know if that's part of the hotel name. There's like bungalows around. It's like a hotel, but there's a bar, restaurant, and there's an area in the back, pool, and like an outdoor area where I can see people mingling, you know, drinks in hand. I think there's a guy with, yeah, I can see walking. I don't know if he's passing out hors d'oeuvres or just putting stuff on the tray, on the table, because I definitely see a table out there with food. So it's some kind of event like that. But I do see you married, and I do feel it's going to be something in a gazebo. I can see you in a gazebo. So I don't know if it's in a church or a spiritual center, but there's definitely pictures, or it's outside in this gazebo. Overlooking the ocean, it's high up. So that, yeah, you will have that that wish of yours, because I feel this loss has really kicked you into, is that ever going to happen to me, right?
Well, yeah, that's more the reuniting of that, yes.
Yeah, go ahead and speak up. The more the what?
The reuniting of that. Yes.
Okay.
And that again.
You will
talk about the. I don't go out to bars and hotels, so it's interesting. I'm listening to you speak of this.
Yeah, and what did I say? You need to get out. It's an event.
Okay.
So see, you block yourself. I don't go to bars and I don't go to hotels. You just blocked yourself. It's an event in the back. So I don't know if it's somebody's birthday or wedding or something, but it's some kind of but you need to get out. You're too closed, and the people and the environment of where you're at, it's tapped out. You know,
okay.
It's like sometimes we have, you know, the loss is, you know, there's a healing aspect, but in the loss, if you look at every loss anybody has ever had, whether it's a person, a job, whatever, it forces you to reach out at some point, whether it's a therapist, support, an activity. Some people go back to church or a spiritual center. You have to reach out because that loss has left a vacuum, which is uncomfortable, you know, for us humans, right? So
right.
You're being asked to kind of get out of your own box and to reach out. That's the word that I kept hearing, reach out. Because sometimes the people that are around us, they're tapped out too. I keep seeing like a gas station. It's like, you know, you see those big trucks come and they refill the gas. Well, we just go to the pump all the time. We go to the pump, put your card in, put your zip code, there comes the gas, you drive off. We just do it. One day we drive up and it's like, out of gas. I don't know if you've ever seen that sign, out of gas. Or come back at 2 because the big truck is filling it up. So I feel where you are, you're out of gas. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So listen to the archives because I feel what I was saying at the beginning. Oh, yeah, you might have been on the whole time. I'm not sure. But I think that's going to really apply. You're going to really, it's going to really apply to you, that reaching out. You know, follow that love, light, wisdom.
Beautiful.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, we got time for one more call, and then I believe our guest will be coming on again. We have coming on the next part of the program is Konta Bosniak, wonderful artist, author, interfaith minister, and a very wise being. Hello, 917-692, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle, this is Marley Kay.
Hi, Marley Kay, welcome.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. I'm glad to hear from you. I'm also surprised that I got through because a lot of times when I call, I feel like I shouldn't call, like I'm taking up your energy or something.
No, I love the calls. Call, call, call. And you can call more than once. This is why I do this program.
Right.
I have
right.
guests on because I love chatting with guests. I love learning from them and sharing. You know, I love the awakening dialogue. And I love the dialogue in the chat. And I love doing readings.
Right. I think it's my issues with like asking for what I need, because I'm really, really worried about money in terms of my home situation, and I'm just wondering if the money is going to come in on time.
Well, last minute though. I feel you're another one with the reaching out. You know, getting out of your comfort zone, out of your area. Is there something you've been wanting to do, kind of a hobby that you're wanting to make more of a business or receive income from?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. So start, put that out there more.
Okay.
Start now.
Yeah.
That's, I'm going to talk about this next, next week too, because I had this whole thing with the paralysis. We've really got to... We got to start. It may not be perfect. You know, I was at Kinko's today, and I had some things, and I do some on-air, some camera stuff and speaking engagements, and I needed some pictures. And I have an agent that gets me, you know, on-air, talk about meditation and do whatever. Mm-hmm. And the paper, the woman's, oh, no, you could, but it's not going to be photo paper. You know, it's going to be, and I said, well, it's thicker than photo paper, right? And I said, you know what, just give me those right now. I can come. You can always get more ideal, everybody. We can always improve. But get what's in front of you right now. Go ahead and get it. You know, if you're at the buffet of life, the table of life, So I want to encourage everyone, and I hope, you know, April, let's make this, let's all connect into this. Let's make April, we're in spring, April is the month of Aries. It's about fire. It's the Ace of Wands in the tarot. So I want everyone, myself included, to take action. I want you to do some tangible action towards your dreams, your goals, your soul expression. Get a buddy. Get somebody in the chat rooms, on the Awakenings Radio page, on Facebook to hold accountability. I'll hold you accountable. And let's check in on this. Okay?
Okay,
so I'm going to hold you accountable, Marley Kay. You're going to do something tangible to get that hobby out there.
I am. So that I'll do that today.
Today? Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, because the funny thing is, when I was afraid of not having it perfect enough.
Yep.
But I also
yep.
kind of felt like I had to just put it out there.
You do, yes. And I'm with you. We want to get perfect. But we got to just put it out there imperfectly, because perfection is an evolution. All right, Marley Kay, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. Much love.
Blessing. Much love. Big hug. Yes, Tamara put it out. Ask for what you need. Absolutely. All right, Awakened listeners, today, again, as I had said earlier, we have Kanta Bosniak with us, author, artist, coach, and interfaith minister with over 40 years' experience as an educator in spiritual growth and guided meditation. She's also listed in the Who's Who in American Women. I always enjoy when Kanta is on, and she's got a new book out, which looks just amazing, amazing, amazing. And she brings a lot of wisdom with her. And her new book is Love Poems. Welcome to the program, Kanta.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Great to connect with you.
Great to connect with you again, too.
I was looking forward to having you back on the program. And, of course, you've got the Love Poems, which is amazing. Dive into that. What prompted you, what was your impetus for writing this book and sharing it?
I fell in love. And, you know, you write what you experience and you share it. And I think that poetry is wonderful vehicle. Normally, you know, more stick to sort of self-help prose kind of books.
Prose,
and,
yes, yes.
You know, though, as a hypnotherapist, I mean, basically you are performing poetry in a kind of way.
Yes.
So,
true.
You know, it's sort of native to you. And I really enjoyed writing this book and doing the illustrations.
Oh, I didn't know you. I didn't realize. Oh, that's right, because you're the artist. I didn't. Yeah, didn't
I am.
Click
yeah.
yet that you did. Yeah. And where are the Love Poems? Is that available now? Is that out now?
It should be available on Amazon in, I'm thinking, about a week and a half. It should
go live.
I'm going to be receiving the final proof, which I'm sure I'll be able to approve within a few days. And then once that happens, the page builds on Amazon, and it's live.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Folks can keep an eye on Amazon, and they can also, if they're welcome to friend me on Facebook, and I'll certainly post when it goes live.
Oh, good. You're on Facebook also, and that under Kanta Bosniak?
Pardon me?
Are you under
name.
Kanta Bosniak?
Mm-hmm.
Is your name? Okay.
Yep.
Put that in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
But also people can get to you at KantaBosniak.com.
They can.
You know, it's interesting. I love poetry. I write myself poetry since age eight. I've been writing poetry. I love reading it. And I remember years ago, someone, a very, very wise woman, about poetry had said that is your soul speaking to you.
Yes.
Ah.
It is. And, you know, I love I love poetry, and I love, you know, popular music, love songs, love poetry. I love Rumi, of course. And I love that place in Rumi where, and many popular songs, where the writer is speaking to the beloved with a little b and to the beloved with a big b simultaneously.
Yes.
Really reads both ways.
Yes.
You know,
and
the,
isn't
the,
that...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and isn't that what it is? You know, it's interesting. I said at the top of the program this whole idea of love, light, wisdom, that, you know, we are, you know, very often when we're being guided, if we're really listening, we're being guided to that which is going to bring us more love. You know,
yeah.
Right? From the higher self. It's this kind of gentle nudging we resist.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I'm glad, you know, in a way, well, for many reasons, glad you wrote this book. But a huge one for me when I saw the title and then started looking through it was that I feel there's somehow been a disconnect. And the soul and spirit is so much about art, creativity, poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow we've lost that knack of, you know, some people still do, but I just remember years ago, more people read poetry, more people wrote poetry. You know, I don't know if you have any comment on that. What do you feel has happened, and do you feel that there'll be a return to that, I guess?
I think, well, you know, on Facebook, I mean, I think Facebook is an interesting, kettle of soup.
It's right.
Cosmic soup that we all swim in. A colleague of mine calls it Facebook with a TH, and I think that those of us who are involved in the spiritual community really do have the joy of connecting with people all over the world who are interested in spirituality and are on some sort of spiritual path. And I find among my Facebook friends a total fascination with Rumi. I see Rumi quoted on a daily basis, and that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I also think it's funny. I think of a lot of the sort of postings that I do as prose poems, you know, the postings I do on Facebook, and I think of the tweets I do as haikus, and I think that, you know, it's if we think about it, I think a lot of what we share really is a kind of poetry. It's just that we may not think of it in that way.
Yeah. So maybe if I'm hearing you, it's perhaps adjusting our perception of what poetry is.
I do think that's.
Yeah.
I think it's adjusting your perception, and I think poetry is almost a way. Of seeing life with reverence and seeing the beauty in all things. And then when we're in that place, everything's poetry, everything's art, everything's music.
Right. You know, it's interesting you say this because one of the things I'd like to have my clients do is I tell them to write poetry. So you know, kind of get out. And then and right away you get, oh, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that.
Yes. I experience that too because I also encourage my clients to do some sort of creative expression, and I remember when I was artist in residence twice at Omeka, and so I was in the studio and held studio hours, and people would come in there and say, well, I can't paint, and I was really offering a medium which is so immediate, juicy, fun, and forgiving, which is painting on wood, acrylic on wood. I'm really, there's nothing, there. You can't make a mistake. It's not possible. Everything you do is fun. It's just beautiful. You don't like it, you can paint over it in 10 minutes because it dries so quickly. And people who had never picked up a brush before in their lives found themselves coming every day to paint. And I think that, you know, to let go of the idea of things having to be a certain way, you know, things have to be in a certain kind of a box. It's that metaphor works whether you're you're drawing, painting, writing poetry, or in relationship. Relationship does not have to fit in a box. It doesn't have to be in the old paradigm of it's a boyfriend, it's, you know, we're engaged, it's now we're living together or married. There are all kinds of ways to be in love and to experience love. And I really encourage people to get out of the idea that they have to put a name on it necessarily.
Mm, I love what you're saying. That's beautiful. That's why I content. That's why I love having you on the program. You're so. I love.
I was so fun with you too.
But the getting. So what I'm hearing, it's in a way. It's. Gosh, this is beautiful. So what you're saying is getting out of that maybe limited interpretation or the old perception, the old paradigm.
Yep. Exactly. I was listening to. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll remember.
I was hearing, you know, maybe one or two people before I came on, who your callers. There was one person who said, well, I don't go to bars, and that, you know, she was talking about, well, I meet someone. And I found it interesting that the person that I met with whom I entered into a relationship that was very dynamic and beautiful. I had no expectation of meeting anyone. I was there to do work. I was there actually as a guest minister at a church, and you know, I met someone while I was there, and it was just completely unexpected. I wasn't even thinking about it because my mind was on my work. And I think that sort of, I mean, I think we need to understand that whatever it is that we need and want is right there for us. If we put it out to the universe and trust, we don't have to try to control the means by which something enters into our life, nor do we have to control it, that experience once it's in our life. It may morph, it may change, it may have surprises for us. And to let it be what it is and not try to make it what it isn't, and just be with it and its aliveness and juiciness, I think is right relationship, what you were mentioning, right relationship before.
Mm-hmm. And how do you I guess in a way, because I'm hearing a lot of this beautiful, this freedom. How does one move out of these preconceived ideas or notions? Because we do get generally very locked in. I don't like this. I don't eat this. I don't do this. I only do this. Or like you said, I'm only here to, you know, in a sense, we can go out and say, I'm only here to work, you know.
Right. Well, I think.
And maybe we don't even open ourselves up to it because it's just work, you know.
Well, because it was work, I didn't have any armor on. I was just shining. You know, there's a quote in the Course in Miracles, which I totally love, and I'm paraphrasing now. Okay, I don't have it in front of me, but it says something along the lines of, you know, the ego pretends to be looking for love, but it's absolutely dedicated to preventing love. So, you know, we say we want love, but really we put armor on, so we push it away. And I didn't have any armor on because I had no expectation that it was there for me.
I love that. Tamara in the chat, it's what our soul wants and needs to do. The ego, we remember too much the wounding. The ego's beautiful at remembering the wounding and like, not going to do that again, you know, I'm not going there. And we shut ourselves off.
That's right. That's right. And I think really love, I think that the question you asked about how do we do spontaneous, alive love, I think what we do is heal the wounding in the heart. We heal the heart and we find love inside ourselves. I think we find our, and of course it's a process, like you were saying before, there's no perfection, there's process. But I think we do a process of creating a relationship with an inner mate, with you know, our beloved inside. Well, certainly the beloved, the big beloved with a B, but also a kind of archetypal inner mate, you know, a person who loves us, cherishes us, is fun to be with. We create that for ourselves, and, you know, we take ourselves out to dinner. We go to the movies with ourselves. We buy ourselves perfume or whatever it is that makes us feel girly and fun, you know, and loved. And that done, when we feel whole, then we attract whole people, and we experience relationships without a whole lot of need hanging on to it. You know what I mean? Not the baggage of need is not so present.
It's really that opening. I've got something here. I don't know if you have it in front of you, if you want to read something from your book, or I can, however.
Okay. Which one are you thinking about?
Let's see. Well, I'm going to read one, and then I'll let you read one.
Okay. It sounds like a fun game. Let's play that.
That's sounds like a fun game. Now, this is just beautiful. Heart Home I'm looking at. I awakened from a second sleep, slipped into the early morning dark with the feeling that I'd been far away on the sacred journey. Where was I? I wondered. I could only have been home. I should have recognized the place when I saw you there.
Thank you.
There's
another one. I'll see if I can find it. I think it's maybe a little farther back. Here it is. I'll read this one, and then I'll talk about the connection.
Love is like coming home, isn't it? Love is like coming home.
Oh, totally like coming home. And let me read this other short little one, and then I can sort of comment a little bit. Recognition. I knew you right away. A vast intelligence in the eyes. An energetic frequency. A soul expression. Clearer and more transparent than the finest lens. Present, powerful, and real. Throughout our journeys, we may have changed our roles, but ever and always, we have been friends, and the friend says yes. Friend with a capital F.
Wow. Well, I've got goosebumps all over. it's not to coin, but it's metaphysical, spiritual. It's awakened poetry. You know, it's really, I love it.
Thank you. And I think that we are so caught up in trying to hang on to externals and grasp externals that we don't realize that we already have what we want inside us. I think, you know, the feeling that I had when I met this individual was immediate recognition. And he had it too. There was something, he knew something was up that was different than his normal day-to-day experience, and he wanted to explore that. And I feel very strongly that, you know, these relationships that we have with people who are pivotal in our lives, whether the relationship is for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, I think we make a soul contract to meet. I think we're all and do whatever it is that we are supposed to do together. I think we are friends. I think we're deep friends, and I think that, you know, friendship in the higher level, if you chunk up high enough, there's really, it's a namaste relationship. You know, it's if you chunk up high enough, it's, you know, it's a soul friendship. It's not about gender. It's not about anything but deep connection. And so these are people that we have known, and we do. I think, you know, that whole love at first sight thing, I think we do. I mean, I think it's real. It may not be that quote-unquote love at first sight is necessarily a relationship that you want to hold on to for all of your life. Sometimes these relationships are karmic. I mean, there's something in particular that you need to learn together, or you need to learn anyways. and that's the purpose of it. You know, and sometimes it really is a whole lifetime relationship. It may or may not be a lifetime relationship that involves cohabiting. Maybe it turns into a friendship again. It starts that way and it ends, you know, and it goes back into that. And it's like, who is to judge what is better or what is worse? I think those judging eyes are miss the point. You know, it's relationships are eternal. We're connected from the get-go, and we stay connected. Even if in those situations where, say, in a divorce or something like that, you know, in the personality level, we may not ever see that person again, but there's a soul friendship. There was some kind of contract, and I think we need to be grateful for all the relationships and all the experiences that we have.
Beautiful. Now, we have a question in the chat, but from Marley K, but not the same as love at first sight. What's your thought of that? What's your interpretation? And you touched on it a little bit, saying that does happen, but it, you know, again, may or may not last. Do you differentiate, you know, if you want to use yourself as an example, or between love at first sight or something that maybe happens a little differently?
Well, I think, you know, when we're really young, what comes to mind is the Harville Hendricks Imago model, where I think when you're younger and you're still sort of in your, I don't know, I'm going to say recovery, it's not maybe the best word to choose, but I'll use it anyway. I think, or sort of life formation, you're beginning your healing work if you're on a path of some kind. I think we, you know, imago therapy might say that we choose our mates based on what we need to heal, and what we need to heal is in the other. You know, that work is work that we do that grows us. And I think when we get older and hopefully wiser, we may be attracted to people for a particular lesson that we may want to learn. It may not be a lesson that we need to take a whole long time doing. You know, and then these relationships I've heard referred to as, well, by women, my women friends, as the ferryman. The man, ferry as in a boat that takes you from one shore to the other side. You know, where maybe you're coming out of a difficult relationship and you're healing and opening your heart and doing that healing work. And, you know, someone comes into your life who really helps you with that and helps you open your heart and just showers you with such love that you're in the feeling place of being loved. And, you know, you and I both know, and I think I'm sure most of your listeners know, that when you're in the feeling place of something for a chunk of time, it really helps you attract that same thing, what it is that you want. So I think that sometimes, you know, if early relationships are about reason, the ferryman relationship is about season. It's about helping you open your heart, just experience joy and love without necessarily any kind of expectation of it has to be forever, or it has to go into marriage or a living together relationship. Just to be present with the joy of experiencing another person as they are, and having them experience you as you are. And that kind of relationship,
that's a wallet, Tanta, the as
Pardon
you
me?
Are. That kind of, that pops, you know, packs a little bit of a wallet there, the as you are. I mean, I think, a major learning, you know, for many, for all of us.
Well, I think it is a more mature spiritual, it's something that's a little more, you know, you have to kind of be along in your path to get that things can be beautiful and also not not going towards cohabitation or marriage. I think we may when we first experience the understanding of that a relationship isn't necessarily going into marriage or something like marriage, there can be, you know, we're humans, there might be some disappointment or needing to reconfigure and let go of the attachment. But if you're able to do that, then life comes back very quickly and into joy. And I think that whole piece right there is a great experience to have. It's like, I don't know. I think the Course in Miracles might refer to it as a miracle. It's an everyday miracle when a relationship can transcend the need for it to be marriage or like a marriage, when it can be accepting. I think we're talking about the law of allowing here. When you can allow
yeah.
someone to be as they are, and you can also allow yourself to be as you are. When, you know, as you are may be that your preferences are how they are, and that your friendship or love partner's preference is how they are, and it may be that you can agree together that, you know what, we're really probably not, you know, if we both really want to sort of have a partner who matches us all the way, or at least as close as we would like, and the major things we would like, we're probably not meant to live together. But, hey, we really love each other, and we can stay engaged and have that be not okay, but fabulous. You know, have that be whatever way it is, without having to be mournful, sad, or any other kind of thing like that. I think that there's magic there.
So you are really talking, which is beautiful, a more expanded or higher frequency of that love vibration coming in. And I also think that once you get there, you know, if you do, some people never do, but if you do, then you tend to move, you know, not to say we're not always learning, but you move out of those heavier, denser learning lesson relationships.
Yeah,
you know, I'm here to learn, right?
Oh, yeah. I think when you're in the place that we've just been talking about, you have moved out of that. That's over. You know, you're in a whole new time.
Wow.
You're in a time when you can allow people to be how they are, when you can allow yourself to be how you are. And it's literally, I know this is a cliche, but it's all good. You know, it really
yeah.
is all good.
Yeah, ultimately. I believe we have a caller. There's a question. Did you have a question or a comment? 808-497 for Kanta, our guest. 808-497. Okay, maybe they're just listening.
Can I read another poem?
Oh, I'd love that, yes.
Okay. There are two which really relate to what we were just talking about. One is called Traveling Light. Yesterday I met a woman in love with death and darkness. As we exchanged greetings, I could see the angry victim lighting up her eyes, inviting me to play. I felt the stale, sweet heaviness like mordant gray smoke, poison gas trying to trigger resonant resentment. No thanks, I told her with a silent smile, while my mouth moved, saying words of respect in a little distance, wishing her well. Knowing that we all find laughter in our own time, and love must follow, whether it is a love like ours or simply that love of life that transcends death. Beloved, we have both wandered close to the edge of the mirage, crossed imaginary boundaries, and released our stories of suffering. Letting go, we are sliding on sunbeams, carried on moon rays, traveling light.
I love that. No,
here's the other one. Can I read the other one?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Scheherazade and I don't know how to pronounce this. Shahryar.
Shahryar.
Thank you.
Shahryar. I know because I have
much.
A very good friend that's Persian. So.
Oh, very nice.
Keep it handy.
Yeah, thank you. Shahryar. I'll remember that. My Persian sister stole, my Persian sister told stories for 1,001 nights. With poetic word weavings and skillfully spun cliffhangers, she charmed the angry man. His curiosity turned to delight, and his hurting heart healed. He spared her life, fathered 3 sons with her, and made her truly queen. In scores of lifetimes, we have told our own stories, lived our own myths, and learned soul lessons. We lived out 1,001 dramas, comedies, thrillers, and romances, always leaving the story half told and always returning curious on tenterhooks in rapt attention. Through it all, we learned courage, hope, and love at last. We learned to serve. Now we share stories not to charm or manipulate, nor to save our lives from the imaginary judgments of ourselves or of the other, but just for joy. Good night, sweet king.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. It really does, you know, there is such a soul connection. Gosh, and you can really feel it in the words, but in between the words, you know. Really, it's like an ambiance.
Thank you.
As it comes through. Now, Kanta, how is this changed at all or expand? I don't know. I feel like there might be something with how you work with people. Of course, you work also as a hypnotherapist and a coach and a minister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sharing your wisdom through speaking engagements as well. What has this opened up for you, and what do you feel, two parts of this question, what do you feel those that you've been working with most need to know, I would say, at this moment?
I'll take those questions in reverse order of how you asked them, if I may.
Okay.
What I feel people most need to know, no matter what they're coming for, whether it's weight loss or anything, career stuff, whatever it may be, I think they need to know that they're delightful. I think they need to know that they're connected with Source. I think in some way or another, the underlying problem of anything anyone experiences is it's really pain body expressing itself. It's the ego thinking that it's separate, it's separated from its source, it's in terrible angst, and sometimes fear, because, hey, if you're separated from your source, you're out there, and good luck with that. The need to try to be perfect, because, you know, that's sort of, I don't know, rat on a treadmill, trying to be perfect, and then maybe the dreaded punishment for being away from source will be pushed farther in the future. This feeling of separation leads to I think self-judgment of the other, projection. It leads to just a whole mass of problems, and you know, even to, you know, something like test anxiety, for example. I mean, why do we have that? We have that because we're afraid that we're not going to be perfect. We have that because we don't allow ourselves to pass tests, you know, so that we can't move forward into our good. I mean, pick any kind of issue, and underneath it, somewhere in there, is I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I don't love myself, and I will be judged. You know, so I think that is the piece that needs healing in every single one of us. I think we have, you know, we're one. That's the truth of us. We're one with our source. We're one with each other. We're one with the earth. We're one. And the other thing that we have in common is we all don't think we are. To some extent or another, we have this pain body, ego, not self, shadow, whatever you might want to call it. Some of us have still a big whole bag of that. Some of us, it's shrunk down to a pretty manageable size, you know, thimble-sized, you know, container of that. I think as long as we're human, we're going to have it. But I think I think the mind mastery is shrinking it down so that we can allow ourselves to be happy. The second question you asked was, I think you asked something about how has this experience changed
your work.
Me?
Yeah, how you're working, or maybe a focus.
Well, I think this last sort of piece for me, the experience of being in relationship with this individual, has kind of put the capper on a long piece of work that I've been doing for a long, long time. You know, I really started doing work on myself, you know, all the way back to real little kidhood. But I mean, at 17, I made a promise to myself that I would be happy. I would be happy and self-actualized in this lifetime. And I meant it. And I meant it with every cell of my body, every fiber of my being, and full mind intention. And that meant for me that I would be happy and peaceful in my own heart. And that's been a journey. And I think, you know, it's a journey we're all on. And over the years, I have found love in my heart, and I've been. I remember the very first time. I remember the room I was in, what the light was like when I first began to really feel joy in my heart. This was a long time ago now, but that I thought, oh goody, you know, this is, let's have more of this, you know. And I knew that it was an accomplishment, and I invited more of it. And as time went on, that's been growing, growing, growing. And here was a situation where I really did experience a whole other level. It sort of just jumped up to a higher level of accepting love. And I couldn't have done it without having done the inner work. But what it did was it fast-tracked my inner work very, very quickly, and I feel very, very grateful for that.
Mm. Oh, Contest, it's been wonderful to have you here on Awakenings and sharing this love, light, and wisdom with us all. If those that would like to perhaps even contact you in regards to working with you or any of your programs or talks, is it the contestbosniak.com?
That's a really good place to connect with me. I also welcome Facebook friends. If you go to my website, you know, you kind of can find all the different pieces, guest ministry, and also contact me for coaching and hypnosis. You know, that
perfect.
I do sort of a real integrative work with that.
Perfect. Thank you so much again for being here. This has been a delight. That's the word that comes to
mind. The time went so fast again.
I know. I feel soul tickles. I feel we'll have you back on, definitely. But I love that you read some from the book as well. That
thanks, Michelle. And I'd like you to know I got new dishes.
Oh, did you? Oh, I love it. Yes. Yeah. Every time our consciousness shifts, we do need to do out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
Oh, a big hug to you, Conta.
Hug back at you.
Bye. Oh, and big hug to everyone else listening. iTunes, archives, cosmic dimensions, all the portals that you're listening from, and, of course, those listening via phone as well. Really been a great program. Again, for questions or comments about Awakenings, guest suggestions, things that you want covered on air, the email is awakenings@selfinlight.com. And until next time, continue to shine your light and share your insight. And, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.